previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
You know what happens on Wednesdays.
Good morning, angels. Every Wednesday.
Jacaranda FM.
So the people who write to us, I often call them our first angels when you tell us about yourself or someone else. So that's where I'm going to start the story this morning, with the first angel, the person who reached out, not about herself, but on behalf of 19-year-old Kamogelo. And our first angel is Sister Kraai.
Hey.
Morning. Hello.
Gaat het goed met jou?
Baie goed, dankie.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So you didn't write to us about yourself. You wrote to us about 19-year-old Kamogelo. Very briefly, tell me the story and why it touched you so passionately.
So Kamogelo is one of my friends. I'm working with Jane. It's her son, and I met him and her Feb this year. So when I met Kamogelo, Jane, he was actually just through the first operation. He's diagnosed in 2024 with osteosarcoma. It's a bone tumor or bone cancer that's growing very, very fast. Mm. And they operated him in January 2024. And then, in Feb 2025, when I met him, Jane said to me, he's struggling eating. And they gave him only dentures, or they asked her to buy dentures to put in his mouth. So with this operation, what they do is they take away the part of his upper jaw. That was what they did. And so he doesn't have any teeth left. And she said he's struggling eating. So
you realized there's more we can do.
There's more we can do, yeah. And I have a very good friend. Her name is Dr. Corlia van Straten. And I phoned her and I said, listen, we need help. And she said, send Kamogelo. And that is where we started with the path. Yes.
Yeah.
So she saw him and she made him a plate and help us. And then in July, one morning, Jane said to me, oh, Sister Kraai, here's trouble. There's there's something in Kamogelo's nose. And I said, I phoned Dr. van Straten, and she said he must come to her. Maybe it's an abscess. And she looked at him, and she started with antibiotics, but it didn't help at all. It just grew. And I promise you, Martin, Jane will show me a photo of Monday. Tuesday.
It's a very fast-growing tumor.
Very.
Yeah.
The tumor, and I mean, you can see Kamogelo now.
That
tumor was like a month ago, there was almost nothing.
Wow.
And this is just growing and growing.
Well, Mom to Kamogelo, Jane, Mokwena, it's nice to know that a sister takes this much interest.
Yes.
She's taking it personally. And thank you for writing to us, Sister Kraai. And you've been through a tough time.
Yes, a lot.
What has happened in your life?
In my life, I'm a mother of three kids. And then, apparently, last year, my firstborn passed away.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yes, because of a low blood.
Mm.
While I was trying to heal for that, and the tumor came back to my son. I tried government, they didn't help me until I met Sister Kraai. She tried to help me, and my boss, Dr. Tayob and Dr. Basa and Dr. Chumaya, they were always there for me, even now. Everywhere we go, Sister Kraai is organizing, and Dr. Tayob is giving his car and the driver that they can drive me wherever. We needed help with my son.
That is amazing assistance.
Yes.
That really is. Kamogelo, thank you very much for joining us as well. Tell me about the future. When we can get help and alleviate this challenge in your life, what do you want to do?
I want to go back to school and be with my friends. Okay.
It's amazing. Some people don't want to be in school. You want to be in school.
Yes.
You want to be in school with your friends. You've got plans for the future. What do you want to do after school?
I want to work and build my mom a house.
Oh, boy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What does one study for that? Construction.
Engineering, construction. Yeah.
That is, and it's obvious. I mean, it's radio, so you can't see. But I mean, from where we're sitting, it's obvious that it's debilitating.
Yeah.
This is tough. This is very, very hard for you. And as a mom, it's very hard to deal with this. And Sister Cry, thank you very much for taking this much interest. So what I'm hearing is that it obviously looks like a very big challenge. It's a very fast-growing tumor, and I do believe it's growing towards the brain.
Yeah.
So it needs to be stopped
immediately. Yeah. Mm. So this tumor is currently in, it grew into his nose as well.
Okay.
And it is the last MRI that we took, it's a few millimeters from his brain. The vascular system is still clean, so that is very good. His lymph nodes is still clean, so that is positive.
So there are positive signs that there is a solution.
There's a solution, yeah.
So are you telling me with the right kind of help and operation, this can be solved?
And it can be healed, yeah, forever.
Seriously?
Seriously.
All right, we're going to get into details about that. Let's get to the root of it and see what we can do and how much... in a moment. It's Good Morning Angels on Jacaranda FM, number one feel good station, because you know what? You've got people like Jane and Sister Cry and Kamogelo and people who want to make a difference. More coming up.
Good Morning Angels, every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
Got a letter in from Sister Cry, and she wrote to us about a young man, 19-year-old Kamogelo. His mom, Jane, also in studio with us this morning. So there is this very obvious and threatening tumor, fast-growing tumor, and Kamogelo wants to get back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to finish school.
Yeah.
He wants to qualify himself to the point where he can build his mother a house. Those are the dreams. And what you're telling me is that there is a surgeon that you've got in mind. There is a hospital ready to make a difference. Not just make a difference, but make a very big difference. Can this, what is the prognosis here? What can this be solved?
Yeah, Martin, this can be solved. When in the process, Dr. Van Straten made an appointment with Dr. Johan Kluge. So he saw Kamogelo, it was about 3 weeks ago. And Prof. van den Heever also saw him. So they can remove the tumor, and then Prof. will do a reconstruction. That's mostly important because...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so... and then if they can make sure the tumor comes out as in whole, so they will do like frozen specimen to make sure that all the borders of the tumor is out, because that actually caused now this regrowth. Is all the borders
so
wasn't
part
taken.
Of it was taken out, not all of
not
it.
All yeah. of it, yeah.
And this team of doctors and professors can do it all.
They can do it for us, yeah. They can do, and they saw Kamogelo. They said it's possible. They are actually waiting. The hospital.
So the hospital is there. The doctors, team of doctors, they are there. I'm guessing it comes with a price tag.
This is pricey. Yeah, you can just imagine.
No, I don't even want to, but what are we dealing with here?
So everything, if we pay all the bills, it will be more or less 350,000.
Sure, okay, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And as a parent, I'm guessing, knowing there's a solution, but it costs 350, not everyone's walking around with an extra 350.
Yeah, you know, knowing there's a solution, you're obviously going to do everything you can to get to that solution. Knowing that solution is so expensive, once again, you're going to try and do everything you can to get to that solution. You just want your child to be happy.
It's just such a contradiction.
Thank you.
Jane, it must be enlightening and also frustrating at the same time, knowing that there is the solution. There are these doctors. There's this hospital ready. But 350,000 rand is a... How do you deal with that news? Someone comes to you and says to you, Jane, we've got a solution for your son, but it's going to cost 350,000 rand. What goes through your mind?
I cried a lot that day. I hear that they want 350,000. I was thinking that, which means I'm going to lose my son because I don't have that money. How am I going to get it?
Sure.
Yeah, Martin, in this whole 8 months, 9 months that I know Jane, that was the first time that I saw her cry.
Well, you know what? It's Good Morning Angels. Let's see. I'm not promising anything, but let's see how we can get this ball rolling. That's what I always say. I'm going to introduce you to our first angel this morning, Annika Mills, representing We Buy Cars. Annika, wat 'n story?
It's an amazing story. And having met Kamogelo and Jane, you know, this young man, his daily life, it just consists of pain. He can't eat, he can't function, he can't sleep. It's just he's in pain. And he's a beautiful young boy. And you know what, Kamogelo, you deserve a future. You deserve to reach your goals. You deserve to dream big. And yeah, if we can make that possible today, we want to help you, really.
Let's get that ball rolling. What do you have from your side?
So, Kamogelo, We Buy Cars would like to donate 50,000 rand to start your journey. To get you healthy. You deserve it.
So there's 50,000. We're still quite a bit short. I'm happy to say, though, that Andrea van Heerden from the Caring Daisies also listened to the story this morning. And from their side, they are going to give 50,000 rand as well. So there's 100,000 rand. Thank you very much, Caring Daisies. The amazing work that you do, Andrea. Much appreciated. Annika, We Buy Cars, thank you very much. There's already 100,000 rand from your side. I'm going to match that from Good Morning Angel's side with another 100,000 rand. So there's 200. It's still not 350.
No.
All right. But you know what? You never know who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say powerful, I mean kind people. That add to our feel good here on the station by being generous. So I'm going to go do the news now. Our number is 084-850-0942. And we'll say goodbye to you and see what we can, how close we can get in a couple of moments' time. Because I live in hope.
Oh, yeah.
Jy weet, ek sê het my altyd, en mens weet nooit wie luister nie. So, Kamogelo, you, Jane, Sister Cry, Annika, I'll be back with you in a moment. Good Morning Angels, every Wednesday, as we've been doing it for the last 20 years, we'll continue after Secret Sound this morning. Stay right there.
Jacaranda FM.
So, this morning, it's a story of Kamogelo, 19 years old, in studios, Kamogelo, Jane Mukwena, as well as Sister Cry, who wrote to us in the first place. Thank you so much for your letter. And we're dealing here with a fast-growing, rather big tumor that Kamogelo is sitting with, quite debilitating. All he wants to do is get back to school, finish school. He wants to build his mom a house, which I think is a beautiful goal in life. I love that. But we need 350,000 rand for this operation. The hospital is on standby. The doctors, the professors, the team, the medical team, they are on standby. The fantastic news, and frustrating at the same time, I'm sure for Jane, is that there is a solution.
Yes.
It just costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's 350,000 rand. Now, we've already gotten some angels together. We Buy Cars. Annika is ook hier so vanoggend saam met ons. 50,000 rand van We Buy Cars. Andrea van die Caring Daisies het ingebel en gesê 50,000 van hulle af. I match that on your behalf from the Good Morning Angels Fund with another 100. So that's 200. We've got 150 left. It's still a lot of money. Kobus from Plumbing Pro is on the line. Hello, Kobus. Hoe gaan het?
Goeie dag, Martin.
Lekker, dankie. Dankie dat jy luister. Ek sê altyd die regte mense luister op die regte tyd. Jy wil ook bydra.
Yes, asseblief. Ons wil baie graag bydra. Van ons Pretoria tak af sal ons graag vir 10,000 rand wil gee. En dan ons het in Polokwane en Kempton ook twee takke. So ek sal met hulle ook praat wat ons probeer dat hulle ook dit match.
Maar daar sal ten minste
by hulle ook 10,000 kry. So in totaal sal ons probeer vir hulle by 30,000 uitkom uit die drie takke uit.
30,000. Baie yeah. Dankie Kobus. Ons waardeer julle. Die maatskappy is ons Plumbing Pro.
Yes.
Baie dankie. Hoor ons waardeer julle hoor. Baie liefde.
Dis 100%.
Dankie hoor. Cheers. Bye. Alright, so that's getting closer and closer. Who's keeping math?
I'm gonna try and do math.
Alright, then on the line, I think these might be familiar voices. Good morning, who do I have on the line? Doctor?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, is that to Dr. Bassa? Tayyip,
Dr. Bassa.
And Dr. Tayyip, and how do you fit into the picture, doctors? Oh, are you there? Oh, this line is dropping on me. Oh,
they dropped completely.
And that was such good news. Do those names mean anything to you? Tell me more about it.
We're working for Dr. Tayyip.
Ah.
He's our doctor. And Dr. Bassa is his wife.
Okay.
So from the beginning, those two were just helping us. We have drivers with everything. Our three drivers at work is Jacob. I promised them I will call them by name. So it's Jacob and Vincent and...
So Jane, these grab a microphone there for me, Jane. These are familiar voices to you as well?
Yes.
They seem like very nice people.
Yes, nice, they are very nice.
Nice employers. I'll tell you now how nice they are. I've got them back on the line here. Doctor, thank you very much for coming back to us. You would like to also make a donation, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. From the Tayyip and Bassa Foundation, we would contribute 50,000 rand.
Thank you.
How about that, everybody?
Yes.
Amazing.
This is such good news. Doctor, thank you very much for that. That's very kind of you and very generous. Much appreciated.
And your pleasure. And then the balance that we don't get, we'll cover the balance as well.
What just happened? So are you telling me that we're done?
What?
No. I'm giving others a chance to contribute as well, but whatever else is still balance outstanding, we will contribute that as well.
But that is amazing.
For a long time, she's family. Everyone that works with us are family, so we take care of our own.
That is amazing news. Thank you very much, Doctor. Much appreciated. 50,000 Rand is saying... And the balance is also sorted.
Oh my goodness.
So this is all the good news.
Oh.
All the good news that you ever wanted to hear today. Jane, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling so excited.
You're excited?
Yes.
Sister Cry?
No, Sister Cry, I don't want to say anything more. She's crying now.
Just cry. This is all fantastic news. Thanks to all the angels for making this massive difference. It is indeed a huge difference that you've made. 350,000 rand, to me, it sounds like it's covered. Thanks to all the angels. How soon can we get him in?
I think the three of us is going now straightly there. We're going to book him for whenever doctor can see him.
You go straightly there right now, Dr.
I'm going to book him now. So I'm taking him to Dr. Kluge now that we book him.
Well, listen, you've got stuff to do.
Yeah.
You are in very good hands, young man, by the sounds of things. Jane, you're still in shock. I know you're excited deep down inside. I saw a smile there earlier this morning when you realized that this could be exactly what you wanted from today.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want you to finish school. Mm-hmm. I want you to build your mama house.
I want you to eat properly. I want you to do all the little things that you don't get to do. You get to sleep pain-free.
And see that smile.
Yeah.
I really, really do. Are we all good?
We're good. Martin, can I maybe say thank you? Please, may I?
You are most welcome.
I want to first say there's a lot of people that were angels in this path of us. And I'm sure it's still not ended. But firstly, I want to, this person, Dr. Van Straten. And Doctor, I really hope you're listening today. If it wasn't for you, the three of us wasn't here today. You took every call you sent, every time the message. Thank you for standing still and taking our hands. Thank you for this last 2-3 weeks where you really helped Kamogelo with his pain. We really appreciate that. And then Prof and Dr. Kluge, I know Kamogelo is in very good hands. The hospital, all the staff there, please take care of our kid. Dr. Tayop, Dr. Basa, thank you. There's no words to say enough thank you to you. Then Annika Mills and her husband John, they're very good friends of me, and I must say they like a safety net. Thank you for catching us every time. We really appreciate you. Then Martin, you and your team, good morning angels, everyone here. I just pray that God will bless you and make you even bigger.
You're too kind, but let me tell you, it's the listeners.
Yeah.
Yes.
And our supporters and people that come out every time I ask them for money.
Yeah.
Liewe Vader, as hulle my sien kom, dan weet hulle maar is. They are so, so kind and very generous. Yeah. This radio station's listeners are very generous.
Yeah, they're awesome, and thank you to each and everyone that donated this morning.
You're most welcome. But you know what? Your kindness and your caring touched me.
Mm. I was going to say, it takes an angel like Sister Cry
to
get this.
Let's give Sister Cry a big round of
applause. Yes, Sister Cry.
You are going in, my friend, young man, all the best. And Jane, we are thinking of you and your family and everything you've been through. I cannot wait to see you afterwards. Come and show us that smile.
Yeah.
And let's get you back to school. Kamogelo. Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.